40 years ago, the Hmong people began seeking refuge in the United States. This, of course, after the CIA recruited a guerrilla army of Hmong people to fight the North Vietnamese in Laos in what's known as the Secret War. Before coming to the U.S., they spent years in refugee camps in Thailand. More than 15,000 of those refugees made it to America, where their lives changed forever. On our show today, we have several segments about the Hmong and their contributions to the local community. Right now, FM 89's Ezra David Romero speaks with a local Hmong family who made the journey. Here's their story.
Don Vang knew he had to get his family out of Laos during the Secret War initiated by the CIA in Laos in the 70s. As a medic on the side of the Americans, he knew his family wasn't safe.
If he stayed, then he knew we wouldn't survive.
Vang has five children. His 21-year-old daughter, Tara Vang, is translating for him.
My dad is saying we didn't know where to go or what to do. We just knew that General Vang Pao had left the country. So that was his thinking. If he's left, then we need to leave.
In the middle of the night, Vang, his wife, father, and son raced through the forest to escape the Vietnamese, who were searching for anyone affiliated with the Hmong who fought in the war. Vang's wife, Pai, can't forget that rainy night.
Leaving the country was really hard. We didn't know what was ahead of us. We didn't know if we were going to be killed or if we were going to survive.
When the family reached the Mekong River, separating Laos from Thailand, the water was high and rushing. The soaked family climbed into a boat with more than 50 others. Vang's dad waited for the second boat. Reaching the shore safely, the three waited for their grandfather to arrive.
There was too many people, and the boat was really strong. Everybody was trying to get on the first trip, but it didn't fit everyone. And the first trip, my parents were on it. They made it across, but the second boat trip did not make it. No one survived.
As the boat capsized, the family watched in horror, realizing they would never see their patriarch again. The loss of life wasn't just a reality for the Vang family. Thousands of people died fleeing Laos, and many more in refugee camps. When the family arrived at a refugee camp in 1976, they felt safe, but isolated.
Coming to Thailand was very difficult. No restrooms, nowhere to cook. You literally had to go to the woods to get wood. There was no water to drink in the refugee camps. They didn't know how to live.
The family survived off little to nothing in the camp.
They didn't even allow them to go out of the camps to collect wood to burn, to cook their food with. They had to wait for the Americans or the government to provide materials for them.
That aid didn't always come quickly. At times, a couple says they went hungry for days. 2 years later, the family came to the U.S. They boarded a plane clutching only what they could hold. A half a day later, they landed in Los Angeles, leaving everything familiar behind.
What was the day like when you found out you could come?
We didn't know what to think. We just knew we could never go back to where we had come from. We could only hope for the best for the future and to see where it would take us.
After making it through customs, the family was taken to a hotel that they'd call home for about a week. They had no idea what a hotel looked like, where to buy food, or where they would relocate. They met kindness through a hotel janitor.
My dad remembers this African-American man spent more than $19 of food for the family.
That man brought them to a fast food restaurant.
What did you order?
Your hamburgers, isn't it?
That's hamburger. So then finally we were able to eat a more substantial meal than just bread.
The next day, a Vietnamese translator they met at the airport helped the family relocate to Santa Barbara, where a small population of Hmong people lived. Shortly after settling, the family began yearning for produce grown in Laos.
My mom's biggest fear in leaving the country was, will I ever get to eat my green vegetables? Will I get to ever farm again? She said that she noticed that, you know, in America there was produce similar, but the taste was not the same.
So Mrs. Vang planted a small backyard garden with mustard seeds she smuggled through customs.
The Hmong folks that had arrived at that time, they saw my mom's greens and they're just like, you have our food from the home country. Can you share, you know, some of the food? and then the next harvest. She shared her seeds.
The family called the Santa Barbara area home until 5 years ago. They uprooted and moved to the Central Valley to help support their son while he went to Fresno State.
And how has life been in Fresno for you?
It's good. It's really good for farming.
Their backyard corner lot in southwest Fresno is full of rows of veggies like
zucchini, leafy greens.
Oh, this is corn.
Squash.
Today, the Vangs have 5 grown children that live in Minnesota and in Fresno. They love the area because they can farm here, just like they did in Laos.
Do you ever miss your homeland?
I miss the landscape. But I do not miss the laws of the land. It's being run by communism. I would not want to go back.
With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.